Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
Approximately 30% of IVF patients suffer from anxiety and depression. The stress of trying to conceive can be enough to help it so that you don't conceive at all. Can stress be reduced and thereby help you conceive? And can yoga possibly be something that helps you? My guest today is Dr. Jenny Hirschfield-Citrin. She's board certified in both obstetrics and gynecology and reproductive endocrinology and infertility. And Beth Heller, she's the co-founder and co-director of Pulling Down the Moon. So welcome to the show, ladies. First, tell us about stress. Dr. Hirschfield-Citrin, tell us about stress and its relationship to infertility.
So there's much controversy regarding if stress causes infertility. And in general, I would say it most likely does not cause infertility, but the reverse is not true. Infertility and infertility treatments absolutely cause stress. And therefore, it's important to do treatments such as things that we'll be talking about as yoga to proactively make sure that patients are decreasing their stress levels so they're able to continue through treatment for a long enough time to be successful.
So it's not really the chicken and the egg that one follows the other, but one certainly does cause the other.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Stress has a relationship to fertility and infertility, but it's not simply that it causes infertility, but the reverse is absolutely true. I think it's been established again and again, and we showed within our study as well, that infertility patients experience a higher level of stress than patients not undergoing fertility care.
When I was trying to get pregnant, my doctor said, relax, just relax. It'll happen much easier if you relax. I got pregnant easily. I was lucky, but I know that not everybody does. So Beth, tell us what's pulling down the moon, and how does yoga possibly help with the stress of going through fertility treatments?
Absolutely, Melanie. Pulling down the moon is actually the fruit of my own personal fertility journey. We are a holistic center with locations in Chicago and DC Metro that offer techniques like yoga, acupuncture, massage, and nutrition for women trying to conceive. And, you know, I came to this whole area of holistic medicine for fertility in my own journey. I was one of those people that took 7 years and five pregnancies to get two children. And in my case, yoga was there every step of that journey. I actually started yoga when I was in graduate school and thinking about getting pregnant, but I wasn't getting any menstrual periods. I started yoga and the periods came back, which kind of put me on the path of understanding and thinking that yoga is related in some cases to helping people improve their fertility, and definitely through all the ups and downs and losses, miscarriages, etc., for staying on the path and staying hopeful and less anxious while getting there to actually getting a child.
Dr. Hirschfield-Citrin, if we are talking about the stress that comes from these treatments and the worry that it's not going to happen or something will go wrong or the cost of IVF to begin with, and somebody is doing yoga, are you seeing that that stress relief, those breathing techniques, that sort of thing, are helping to calm women down, or are they just helping to lower cortisol levels and lower the hormones that might possibly reduce their ability?
At Fertility Centers of Illinois, where I practice, we really focus on the whole patient, the woman in her entirety. And in those efforts, we teamed with Pulling Down the Moon to ask these questions, to investigate in a formal way, does yoga decrease stress levels? Because we know that even more so than cost in many cases, it is stress and psychological, you know, dysfunction from fertility treatments that patients stop undergoing the treatments that are ultimately going to help them be successful. And we looked and we showed with Pulling Down the Moon that a very simple 6-week intervention helped to decrease these stress levels in a significant way.
Wow. So Beth, how much is enough? How much yoga do you need? And as I told you before, I'm an exercise physiologist. So for me, exercise and stretching, yoga, all of those things are part and parcel of a lifestyle. But for women that are trying to help that for stress reduction, how much do they need to be doing?
You know, one of the things we know about yoga is that it is a low-intensity form of exercise that is really appropriate for women who are trying to conceive. These are women that maybe have controlled their stress or used higher levels of exercise like running, spin classes to help them manage stress. And then as they approach medical fertility treatment, they might be receiving instruction to kind of cut back on the intense exercise that they're doing. So yoga, particularly yoga that is more gentle, not a hot yoga or a power yoga or a yoga that involves hand weights.
I'm glad you pointed that out. I'm really glad you pointed that out.
And there's nothing wrong with those, Melanie. They're perfect. They are just not, they're perfect for many times in a woman's life, but not while they're
during
trying to conceive. So, you know, we really recommend women trying to do a yoga class once or twice a week. Our yoga study had women doing one class per week over the period of 6 weeks. And that class included 45 minutes of yoga postures. And for some women, that's great. For some women, they're very busy and they don't know how to fit in that much yoga into a weekly practice. So I will often recommend that women find one or two breathing techniques, learn one or two restorative yoga postures, and see if they can use those, you know, every day, 10 minutes or a couple times a week. So, you know, a little bit of yoga every day is beneficial, and, you know, there probably is a dose response. A little bit more might be helpful, but people shouldn't stress out about not being able to do a full 90-minute class several times a week.
So, Dr. Hirschfeld-Citron, how much, what would you like people to do to incorporate this into their lives? Because they think to themselves, oh, I'm paying all this money. I can't pay to go to yoga. I don't have the time. Now I've got to fit all of this stuff in. How do you want them to incorporate these habits into their lives and any other good habits you wish to discuss?
Well, I think in general, what Beth was alluding to was the notion of making it a part of your everyday. So when women undergo things like in vitro fertilization, they take treatments that increase the size of the ovaries. And by doing that, intense exercise like spinning or running that was mentioned is really something that we discourage people from doing. And many of us, walking, exercise, those, that's in our toolbox to help us to deal and to cope with stress. And then we're sort of left with, what do I do now? And so this is where things like yoga or breathing exercises or seeing a psychologist is another area of which research has demonstrated there's a benefit, helps people to get through this process, which is so key because it really is so disheartening both as a physician and to see with my patients for people to discontinue treatments. Our treatments have gotten so good. But even when they've gotten so good, it doesn't mean that the first time people will be successful. It might take that second time or even that third time. And it's almost somewhat tragic for people to drop out before they're able to reach that goal because of the stress that comes along with undergoing these treatments. And that's why incorporating within your lifestyle something like a formal yoga class, which has an advantage, I would say, of also creating a community. So when you're part of a yoga class, you share experiences with other women, enhancing breathing techniques, eating healthy, you know, all approaches of sort of a very clean living. I think that helps people to be successful.
And Melanie, if I can jump in here.
We just have, I was going to come to you next, so we just only have about 45 seconds.
Absolutely. So the yoga program in this study, the Pulling Down the Moon program, really also uses group discussion around the most stressful elements of the fertility process, as Dr. Hirschfeld-Citron was mentioning. So coming into community with other women to talk about the feeling of the lack of self-ability to take control of things, feeling isolated. So that's one of the elements of a fertility-specific yoga class that we think caused such a significant decrease in anxiety in the study that we just conducted.
It's such great information. You can see more in pullingdownthemoon.com or Beth's book, Fully Fertile, The Infertility Cleanse, and maybe try yoga and see your doctor if you're having fertility issues, but it might help to relieve some of the stress. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.